The title of the walk actually is The Walk for Climate and Environmental Justice. So it's an attempt to bring awareness to our community about what environmental justice is and what climate justice is, and also to help hopefully move them in a new direction, and so that we can focus on building more energy efficiency and conservation, renewable energy in our community. And we intend to connect with other communities along the way. We're marching from here all the way to New Bedford to the Connecting for Change conference that is taking place down there. And this is seemed to be appropriate for what our goals were and for what we're trying to do with our community here in Westfield.
And what is that exactly? I know you've been I know you've been engaged in a several year effort to block the construction of a power plant. Update us on what the status of that is, if you could.
We are still working to hopefully make sure that that plant or anyone like that doesn't come to this area, because we are an environmental justice community, and as we did several years ago, take a stand, because we're an area that is overburdened by enough pollution already. So we are hopeful that this would be the end of this plant, but while we're waiting, we are not taking any chances, and we want to engage the rest of our community to take a look at other options that we have to build a healthier, safer, and more improve the quality of life and put people first in our community by sharing some of the things that other communities are doing across the state.
How many stops do you have planned on this trek from Westfield to New Bedford?
It's a 7-day walk. There will be several walking from Westfield that will probably just walk that first day out toward Wilbraham. And then we stop in Sturbridge and Wittensville, Wrentham, Brockton. There will be another rally out there. Brockton is going to have its own rally, and we'll help and participate with them. Down to Lakeville, we're stopping along their way there in East Freeport, in a community that's an environmental justice community. And then ending the walk with a rally and celebration in New Bedford at the Connecting for Change conference on Friday evening.
Now, do all of these stops, are all of these communities involved in an effort similar to Westfield's to combat a source of pollution?
Not necessarily. When we started this walk and an initiative, we had a forum in May of this year. What we're trying to do is highlight and take a positive note now and have people look at other options we have to make people aware of how their local actions, knowing what we're up against globally here and on this planet with climate change and the effects of climate change, that we can take local actions here that will help protect the environment, not only here, but whatever we do here also can have a global impact. And we want to connect with communities that have a similar goal. Some of them probably have just worked on getting grants, and they're looking at sustainability and availability for food by putting together or organizing community gardens. There's one in Wilbraham we're going to stop at. Hopefully there'll be somebody there that we can speak with. And we want to highlight campaigns, of course, that other communities are doing because they are environmental justice neighborhoods and maybe had some kind of pollution in their area, and they've had a grassroots organization going that were successful in combating that source of pollution. So it's a kind of a mixed bag, but more looking at actions that communities have taken to improve their environment and to make it a healthier and safer environment and improve the quality of life of the people that live there.
For people who are listening to this who maybe want to join you for some of the journey, is there some contact information, a website perhaps, where they can look up the particulars?
Well, what we did is we have a Facebook page. If you went to Facebook and did the WCC 213 Walk for Climate and Environmental Justice, you would be able to find that Facebook page. And it has the maps, locations, and we have put all the times approximately about where we'd be stopping for rest stops in the morning and the afternoon and at around the lunchtime, so that if there are people in that community that want to come and share, we want to listen to their stories too. So if they want to share what they've been doing, or if they and if they want to walk for a bit with us as we walk, continue the walk out through going through the eastern part of the state, they can do that. We were hoping that they would connect with us and reach out to us and let us know that they were going to be doing this. So it's kind of going to be, we're going to be reaching out to the residents as we go through these communities, and we're hoping that some of them will make a connection with us themselves. So we have some already set up, but the others, well, I guess we'll just have to wait to see what happens when we arrive in their cities.